Today's daf is Psachim Daf Ayin, and we are at the Mishnah, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Samech Tes Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, and Moshe Abba Ben Dvorah. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned for Ilu Nishmas, Avram Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the topic of the sixth perek of Masechtas Psachim are the laws of Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So when Yud Dal and Nisan fell out on Shabbos, the Yidden used to bring the Korban Pesach, stating that being that it was Shabbos and bringing the Korban Pesach involved Chil Shabbos, so the laws of Korban Pesach were not the same as they were the entire year. The primary nafgamina between a Pesach Habav Shabbos versus when Korban Pesach was brought any other day of the week was that the Chachamim were of the opinion that it was only the Korban Pesach itself that was Doicha Shabbos. But all the machshirim, anything that you would need to do simply to facilitate the bringing of the Korban Pesach, that was something that was not able to be done on Shabbos. But again, the topic of Perek Eilu Dvarim and Masechtas Psachim is Pesach when Yud Dalet Nisan falls out on Shabbos. Stating that, we had a digression on Daf Samech Zayin, where the Gemara discussed not the laws of Pesach Habav B'Shabbos, but rather the laws of Pesach Habav B'Tumah. And we had a whole daf of Gemara that got involved in laws of Tumah V'Tahira, very out of place, simply a digression, where we discussed the idea that a Metzorah and a Zav and a Tamei Meis, they have to be sent out of different Machanos, Machne Shechina, Machne Levi, Machne Yisrael. Today's daf, Psachim Daf Ayin, is going to be another digression, not Tumah V'Tahira, not a digression where we're going from the laws of Psachim to suddenly discussing laws of Azov and a Metzaira. This is a lot more Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'oysa Inyan, but at the same time, just to keep the big picture in mind, we're learning the halachas of Pesach B'Shabbos, but today's daf is going to digress, and it's going to discuss a carbon that was brought, unbeknownst to many, every single year, Yud Dalet Nisan, together with the Korban Pesach, and that Korban was a Shlomim, it was a Korban Chagiga, and it was known in the vernacular as the Chagigas Yud Dalet. So every single Yontif, a Yid who was Mekayim his mitzvah to be Oyla Regal would bring several Korbanas. When you were Oyla Regal, you had to bring a Korban Oyla. The Pasuk says that the lo yirah panai rekam, that when you're Oyla Regal, you can't just come empty-handed, you have to bring a gift. You have to bring something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're visiting, so you show up with something. That's the classy thing to do. And the thing that you were supposed to give as a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a carbon. It was a carbon oil. It was the oil asriya. In addition to that, every Yid had an obligation on Yontif to bring a carbon shlomim. It was known as a shalmei chagiga. Not just that, in addition to the ordinary carbon shlomim that a Yid had an obligation to bring, he had to bring a second shlomim, what was known as the Shalmei Simcha. What's the difference between the Shalmei Chagiga and the Shalmei Simcha? We'll touch on it momentarily in today's daf, but we'll see more about it in the coming dafin. When it was Pesach, you had to bring Korban Pesach on Yud Dal Nisan. Not just that, on Pesach, on Yud Dal Nisan, together with the Korban Pesach, you had to bring a special Korban Chagiga. This Korban was again a Shlomim. It wasn't the Korban Chagiga that every Yid had to bring on every Yontif. Very important. Meaning, on Sukkot, you had to bring a Korban Chagiga. On Shavuos, you had to bring a Korban Chagiga. On Pesach, you had to bring a Korban Chagiga. But that Korban was brought on Yontif itself. This Chagiga was different. This wasn't brought on Yontif. This Chagiga was brought on Erev Yontif. Hence, it's known as the Chagigas Yudalet. And the reason we call it that is to distinguish between the Chagigas Yudalet and the Chagigas Tezvav, or the Shalmei Chagiga, the carbon that was brought on Yontif itself. So this wasn't brought on Yontif, rather this was brought on Erev Yontif. So when you think of Pesach and the Beis HaMikdash, so there are a lot of karbanas being brought. Yud Gimel Nisan, we saw in the beginning of the Masechta, they used to bring all the karbanas Toida. It was a day that was Miyuchid to bring the carbon Toida. On Yud Dalet, they would bring the carbon Pesach, and together with the carbon Pesach, they would bring a Chagiga, known as the Chagiga. Chagigas, you're Dalit. And then Pesach came, you had to bring your Shalmei Chagiga, you had to bring your Shalmei Simcha, you had to bring your Oilas Rias. You're spending a lot of time in Yerushalayim by the Beis HaMikdash, bringing a lot of Karbonis. Either way, the topic of today's Daf, Pesachim Daf Ayin, is the Sugya of Chagigas Yudalit. Zok the Mishnah, Imosai, maybe Chagiga Imoi. When did one have an obligation to bring the Chagiga together with the Karbon Pesach? Bisman Shu Babacha, if the Karbon Pesach was being brought during a weekday. So if Erev Pesach, Yudal and Nisan was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Then, together with the Karbon Pesach, they brought a Karbon Chagiga b'tahira. Or if the Yidden were Tahar, Uben Mu'et. Or if there wasn't going to be enough meat in the Karbon Pesach for everybody to be able to get full from the meat of the Karbon Pesach. Meaning, Mu'et, not referring to a small amount of people. To the contrary, there's a lot of people. As a result, there's very little basar of the Karbon Pesach. So you pasha need more basar, as the Gemara is going to explain. And as a result, they brought a Karbon Chagigo. If, however, Pesach fell out on Shabbos, so the Karbon Pesach is being brought on Shabbos, or b'meruba, or there's enough meat for everybody. We don't need the meat of the Karbon Chagiga so that people will be full, or betuma, or if the Karbon Pesach is being brought betuma, as we know it can be, then the halacha is emavi and ema chagiga. Then the Karbon Chagiga was not brought. So the point that the Mishnah is making is that the Chagigas Yodalit, even though it's going to be the topic of today's daf, and clearly was a big deal, it wasn't always brought. There were times there was a Chagigas Yudal, and there were times that there was no Chagigas Yudal. So the Mishnah Vayter, Chagiga Hoysaba Menat Tzoyin Umina Bakar. The Chagigas Yudal was able to be brought from Tzoyin or Bakar. Menat Kvasim Umino Izim. Now, Kvasim and Izim, we know what that is. A Keves is a sheep. An Eiz is a goat. Kvasim and Izim are both types of Tzoyin. So, Kvasim and Izin is really the pirish of Tzoyin. What is Bakar? Bakar's cattle, like a cow, a bull. So the halach is that the Chagigas Yudal was able to be brought either from Tzoyin or Bakar, Kvasim and Izin, and Aschar min HaKevis. It could be a Zachar, but it could also be in a cave. And you had 2 days and a night to eat it, like every Karbon Shlamin. Now, the Seif of the Mishnah is saying a very important Chiddush. What the Seif is saying is that even though this Chagigas Yudal was brought together with the Karbon Pesach, so I could have had a Havan meaning that maybe it should be treated like the Karbon Pesach. Now, the Karbon Pesach couldn't have been brought min HaBakar. It had to be min HaKvasim min HaIzen. The Karbon Pesach had to be a Zachar. It couldn't be in a Keva. The Karbon Pesach wasn't Nechel L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echel. You actually had one night to eat the Karbon Pesach. The mitzvah was to eat it B'Layla Hazeh. By the next morning, you already violated the Isser of Noiser. So says the Mishnah that even though the Chagigas Yadal was brought together with the Karbon Pesach, and it feels a little like an ancillary of the Karbon Pesach, so you could have had a Havamina that maybe it should be treated and governed with the laws of the Karbon Pesach. Says the Mishnah, that's not the case. So again, the topic in the Mishnah was the Chagigas Yudalit, and the Mishnah said two things, the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha said that the Chagigas Yudal wasn't always brought. Sometimes yeah, sometimes not. If it was Bechoil, if you needed the meat, and if Klal Yisrael was tar, then it was brought. If the Pesach is being brought on Shabbos, if it's a Pesach Abba Batoma, or we don't need the meat anyways, so then we didn't bring it. The Seifa says that even though the Chagigas Yudal was brought together with the Karbon Pesach, but halachically speaking, it wasn't the Karbon Pesach. So all the dinim that you find regarding the Karbon Pesach did not relate to the Chagigas Yudal. Says the Gemara, Maitana Diktani Chagigas. So the Gemara begins with the obvious question, which we segued into with the introduction. Why are we talking about Chagigas Yudal? It's a very nice discussion, but there's a theme to the parak, and that is Pesach Haba B'Shabbos. So why are we talking about the Chagigas Yudal? In fact, if you look at the Rambam Ziyad Chazaka, the Rambam brings the laws of Chagigas Yudal, and the Rambam brings it at the very, very, very end of Hilchas Karbon Pesach. Rambam's Hilchas Karbon Pesach is made up of 10 chapters, 10 prakim. And at the end of Perek Yud, the Rambam brings these halachas. Okay, it's a very important halacha, but smack in middle of the laws of Karbon Pesach, but better, in the middle of the laws of Karbon Pesach, Haba B'Shabbos, we throw in the halacha of Chagigas Yudal. So the Gemara says, no, everything has a cheshbon, and you always have to follow the paper trail. Because the first Mishnah of the Perek, when it was discussing the laws of Pesach, Haba B'Shabbos mentioned that not every aspect of the Karbon Pesach is like a Shabbos. Yeah, the Pesach, the Shechita, the Zrika, the Haktara, the Michui Kravayim, right? There's certain things that were like a Shabbos, but not everything was like a Shabbos. The Machshir Manat like a Shabbos, carrying it, in a Rishus HaRabim is not Toich HaShabbos. Taking it outside the Tchum is not Toich HaShabbos. It's like, Tani Nami Chagid Loi Dachi Shabbos. We mentioned our Mishnah because our Mishnah essentially is another halacha in Pesach HaBa B'Shabbos. It's another example of something that even though it's part of the Karban Pesach and the Pesach itself is Toich HaShabbos, but this Chagigos Yudalid is not Toich HaShabbos. V'Hachi Kamar, and this is the way you read the Mishnah. Masam B'Vini M'Chagigo, when do you bring the Chagigah B'Sman Shubah B'Chal? B'Tahayru B'Mu'et, which was really the opening line of the Mishnah, and the opening line of the Mishnah is all a continuation of the previous Mishnah, which discussed the laws of Pesach Haba B'Shabbat. So the reason we're talking about Chagigas Yudalid is not because we want to discuss Chagigas Yudalid right here so much, but it's more because, agav, there is an important sif katan in the laws of Chagigas Yudalid that relates to the Perek, which is Pesach Haba B'Shabbos. So once we mention the Chagigas Yudalid, we might as well talk about it right now, and therefore today's daf is going to focus not so much on the fact that Chagigas Yudalid is not Baba Shabbos, part of the discussion, but really high level, the concept of Chagigas Yudalid. Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Shmami, no, you see from our Mishnah, Chagigas Arba Asa Lav Choyvehi, that Chagigas Arba Asa, even though it's mentioned often in Hilchas Pesach, but it's not a choyv. It's not something that you absolutely, positively had to do. Meaning, the Karban Pesach was a choyv. Shalmi Chagiga was a choyv. Shalmi Simcha, choyv. Oilas Ria, choyv. It's something you have to do. Tfilin, choyv. Kriyishma, choyv. Chagigas Yudal is not something you absolutely have to do. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Said Rav Ashi, how do I know that these are like the chayiv? Because if you're going to tell me the Chagigas Yudalid is a chayiv, tesi b'Shabbos, you should do it even on Shabbos. V'tesi b'merubah, and you should do it even if you don't need the basar. V'tesi b'tumah, and you should do it even if it's bab b'tumah. Says the Gemara. Okay, so if it's not a chayiv, ubemut miu my time as. He says, why are we bringing it? Meaning, it's not something you absolutely have to do. So it's something that you only sometimes do. So what is this exactly? Why then do you sometimes do it? Says the Gemara Ketanya, Chagiga Bama Pesach Necheles Tchila. The Chagiga that came together with the Karban Pesach, the Chagigas Yudalid had to be eaten before the Karban Pesach, and the reason is Kadeshiyei Pesach Nechal Al Hasoifa, because there's a din that the Karban Pesach had to be eaten Al Hasoifa, which loosely translated is when you're full. So you couldn't eat the Karban Pesach on an empty stomach. So if you can't eat it on an empty stomach, so you inevitably are going to now have to eat something before you eat from the Karban Pesach. So what are you going to eat? So you would think, I don't know, go to your kitchen and put something on the grill, make something to eat, and like this, the Karban Pesach will be Nechal Al HaSoiva. Have a Shulchan Aruch, so like this, and you could eat it Al HaSoiva. The Torah was Megala that the way you're supposed to come to eating the Karban Pesach Al HaSoiva is by first bringing a carbon and then afterwards eating the Karban Pesach. But being that the whole purpose of it is merely so that the Karban Pesach should be Nechal Al HaSoiva, so if you didn't do it, it's not the end of the world. Meaning if you have another way of eating the Karban Pesach Al HaSoiva, so you could be Mekayim it that way as well. So it's not a Choyv, it's not like we need this carbon, it's more a vehicle, it's an intermediary, it's a hechi timtza to get you to be able to eat the Karban Pesach Al HaSoiva. Now, why does the Karban Pesach have to be Nechal Al HaSoiva? So it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. There's some very interesting raid related to that, and we're going to talk about that, Mirtz Hashem, at the end of the daf. But in the meantime, Zakhti Gemara Vaitev, and Necheles L'Shnei Yom, as the Mishnah said, that this Chagigas Yudalid, even though it came together with the Karban Pesach, however, it didn't have the dinim of a Karban Pesach. Number one, the Karban Pesach had to be brought min akfasim u min ha'izim. The Chagigas Yudalid could even be brought min habakar. It could be a bull, it could be a cow. The Karban Pesach had to be a zachar. The Chagigas Yudalid was brought min azcharim. Additionally, the Karban Pesach was Nechal only for that one night. The Chagigas Yudalid was treated like every Shlomim that it was Necheles L'Shnei Yomim V'Laylach. It says the Gemara, Masis B'Loike Ben Teim. Our Mishnah is not like the Tana Ben Teim. The Tanya, we learned to the Brayis Ben Teim says Chagigah, but Pesach Chagigah was brought together with Karban Pesach, Arei Pesach. It's treated like the Karban Pesach. V'Ena Necheles El L'Yom V'Laylach. It had to be eaten only for a day and a night. V'Chagigah's Chamisha Asar. As it relates, however, to the Chagigah that was brought on the 15th day of Nisan, that's the Shalmi Chagigah that was also brought on Sukkis, that was also brought on Shvuas, Necheles, L'Shnei Yom, V'Lai Lecha. That's a regular Shlomim. That could be eaten for 2 days and a night. The Chagigas Arba Asar, Yoytzeba Mishum Simcha. You can use the meat of the Chagigas Arba Asar to be mekayim the mitzvah of v'samachta v'chagecha. Ve'ein yotze ba mishum chagiga. However, you can't use the chagigas yudalit to be yotze the mitzvah of shalmei chagiga. Says the Gemara. My time at the Ben Tema. What's the makar to Ben Tema? Now, Ben Tema said a few things, but we're focusing on the first thing Ben Tema said. That's what's relevant to our sugya. That the chagiga haba im ha-pesach, the chagigas yudalit, is treated like the carbon pesach and can only be eaten for a day and a night. Says the Gemara. What's the makar to Ben Tema? Ki the masni rav l'chir b'rei. Rav told his son chir. For lo yolin la-boiker, zevach chag ha-pesach. Zevach chag ze chagiga. Ha-Pesach ki-mashmoy, v'am-rachmona lo-yolin. So the Torah says, v'lo-yolin la-boyke zevach ha-pesach. What does that mean? That means that the carbon Pesach had to be eaten at night. Leil tezvav. You couldn't leave over until the next morning. You don't have 2 days and a night. No, you had to eat it that very night. And the Torah didn't just say, v'lo yolin la-boiker Pesach, v'lo yolin la-boiker zevach chag ha-Pesach. Zevach chag, darshin ben teimo, is referring to the chagigas yudalit. So if that's the case, what the Pasuk is saying is that the carbon Pesach had to be eaten the night of tezvav, but the chagigas yudalit also had to be eaten the night of tezvav. It says ben teimo that the chagigas yudalit is treated like the carbon Pesach, that it had to be eaten yom v'layla, that night, but it couldn't be eaten beyond that. Our Mishnah said, v'necheles l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. If that's the case, says the Gemara, masnisin, the loike ben tema, says the Gemara, ibayilu, the ben tema, according to ben tema, that holds, that the chagigas yodalit was governed similarly to the, as was the carbon Pesach, meaning it was only nechel yom v'layla. Necheles sli, we know the carbon Pesach had to be eaten roasted. You couldn't eat it cooked. You couldn't even eat it half roasted. It had to be eaten completely, says the Gemara. What about according to Ben Tema? The Chagigas Yudalit, does it have to be eaten tzli or not? According to the Chachamim, we're not clearing the Shiloh. If the Chachamim say it could be eaten for 2 days and a night, it's very different than the carbon Pesach. So why would you think it has to be Nechal tzli? But according to Ben Tema, that holds that it's only Nechaliyah and Velaylo. What about tzli? So what's the Shiloh? Ki actually Rachman Pesach Lelino. This hekish that we have, that we find that the Chagigas Yidal is treated like the carbon Pesach, is regarding a very specific halacha. V'lo yolin la-boiker zevachag ha-pasach. So being that you find it with regards to the halacha of lino, so maybe you have a litzli loy, as relates to tzli, you don't have that. Sh'o yidam loy shna, ain hekesh l'mechza. Maybe the halacha is that not only with regards to the amount of time that you have to eat it, do we compare the Chagigas Yidal to the carbon Pesach? Maybe in terms of the way you eat it, it's the same thing. Tashma halayla hazeh, kuloi tzli. So what's that referring to? So once upon a time, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, there was a fifth akasha, or there was another question that was asked in the Manishtana. Shebechol ha-leilois anu oichlin, you could eat tzli, you could eat mavushal, you could eat the meat, however you want. Ha-layla hazeh, kuloi tzli. Says the Gemara, Rav Chizda says, Udivri ben Teima, that girsa, in what the Manishtana once upon a time sounded like, is only true according to Ben Tema. Why? Because Rav Chizda said it's only according to Ben Tema that you could only eat tzli. Because Ben Tema holds the carbon Pesach had to be eaten tzli. Everybody holds that. It's a pasuk in the Torah. And the Chagigas Yidalit also had to be eaten tzli. But according to the Chachamim, halayla hazeh kuloi tzli is not true. Yeah, the carbon Pesach was eaten tzli. But the Chagigas Yidalit that was eaten together with the carbon Pesach didn't have to be tzli. But what do you see from here? Shema mina that according to Ben Tema, al kolpanim, the Chagigas Yidalit had to be eaten tzli. So from this Rav Chizda's statement, we see clearly that Ben Tema, who holds that the Chagigas Yidalit is treated like the Karban Pesach, that it's only Nechal Yoyim V'layla, also holds that it's treated like the Karban Pesach, that it had to be eaten tzli. So the Gemara is going to continue, very geshmak, to discuss the sheet of Ben Tema. Iboilu, the Ben Tema, Bamin HaBakar, Ayin HaBamin HaBakar. Now that we see that according to Ben Tema, the Chagigas Yidalit is very much like a Karban Pesach, so let's see if we can apply all the other halachas. The Mishnah said that the Chagigas Yidalit could be brought min ha-bakar, cattle. Carbon Pesach had to be brought dafka min ha-tzoyin. What about according to Ben Tema? Another question. Min ha-nekeves, ba min ha-nekeves, ain ba min ha-nekeves. The carbon Pesach had to be a zachas. Maybe according to Ben Tema, it should also have to be a zachas. Ba bashtei shonim, ay bena ba bashtei shonim. The carbon Pesach had to be 1 year old. The Chagigas Yudalit, you would think, didn't have to be 1 year old. But what about according to Ben Tema? If according to Ben Tema, it's Nechal Yoyim V'layla, according to Ben Tema, it had to be in Tzli, so maybe it should have to be 1 year old as well. So what's the Shailo? Ki Akshi Rachmano L'Pesach L'Midid Dachilo? Because the two places that we found so far, the Ben Tema holds the Chagigas Yudalit, is treated like the Karban Pesach. It's both with regards to Achilo. It's the laws of eating the Karban Pesach, which we know is a huge deal. The fifth mitzvah in the Sefer Achinuch's count of 613 mitzvah is mitzvah shchitas Karban Pesach. Bring the Karban Pesach. The sixth mitzvah is mitzvah achilas Karban Pesach. It's two separate mitzvahs. And the achilas Karban Pesach is a huge deal. But the only time you find the hekish so far is with regards to achila. How much time do I have to eat it? How do I have to prepare it? Does it have to be roasted? Can I cook it? Can I fry it? But you don't find it with regards to any of the other halachas. You don't find it with regards to what type of animal does it have to be? How old does the animal have to be? So says the Gemara, do you say the hekish of Ben Tema was only with regards to midi achila, ablachol midi lo. Maybe no. Maybe Ben Tema says chagigas hidal is treated with regards to all halachas, like the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara Tashma, it's a mefurish abraisa. Chagiga habama Pesach, the chagigas yudal rei ke Pesach. It's like the Karban Pesach. Meaning, bamin atzoin, vein a bamin abaka, bamin ascharim, vein a bamin anakaved. Babashnos has to be 1 year old, vein a babashdeshan. Vein a chalas eloyim velai has to be in for a day and a night. Vein a chalas halatzli. Vein a chalas eloyim anuyav. This is a huge deal. It even needs to be RSVP. Just like you had to be a member, you had to have a little ownership in the Karban Pesach in order for you to be able to partake in the Karban Pesach. Same is true with regards to the Chagigos Yadal. Now says the Gemara, we just learned the Braisa that has a whole list of things where the Chagigos Yadalid had to be like the Karban Pesach. Now one of them was mentioned has to be eaten for a day and a night. Now man sham leidisle haisvara. Who's the Tana that holds that the Chagigos Yadalid had to be eaten for a day and a night? Ben Tema. It's Ben Tema. Okay, so we know the Tana the Brais is Ben Tema. Shma minok, kulu milsabin and shma minok. If that's the case, you see Ben Tema threw in literally the whole Hilchas Pesach into this Brais. So you see that this hekish that we have between the Chagigos Yadalid and the Karban Pesach is not exclusive to midi da'achilo, such as the amount of time they have to eat it, and the way it needs to be prepared, but it's true for all the halachas of Karban Pesach. Ibayelo, one more shayla. The Ben Tema, yesh ba mishum shviras etzem, oy emba mishum shviras ha'etzem. So one of the important halachas of Karban Pesach, and halacha that's going to come up a lot between now and the end of the Masechta, is ve'etzem le'sish berubay. The Torah says that when you eat the Karban Pesach, you have to eat it in a refined manner. You weren't able to break any of the bones of the animal. This was a very big deal because it now governed the way you're going to eat the Karban Pesach. You have to be careful. You can't break a bone. Somebody broke the bone of a Karban Pesach, gets malchus. It's a big deal. Also, the way you cut it, right? You can't just take this hacker and start hacking flesh all over the place, because if you're going to do that, the bones are going to start cracking, and as a result, you're going to violate the sister of the etzem loisish berubay. So it says the Gemara, according to Ben Tema, that the Chagigos Yadalid is very similar to the Karban Pesach. Does it then mean as well that you have an isser of the etzem loisish berubay regarding the Chagigos Yadalid? Or maybe ein ba mishum shvira sa'etz. What's the shaila? Ah, forgot the chiyak shu rachmano lepesach. Even though we find there's a hekish between the chagigas yudal and the Karban Pesach, and we just won the previous brisa, this is an all-inclusive hekish. It tells us how much time you have to eat it, the type of animal that it has to be, whether it could be a zachar and a nekeva, how you have to prepare it, lemenuyav. So you would think this halach should be true as well. However, on my crow, the pasuk says ve'etzem le'sish bru voy, and voy is a word that's mema'e. So therefore, maybe the word boy means boy v'loy v'chagiga. Oiduma, maybe not. Hi boy, be kosher v'loy v'pasul. Maybe boy means that it has to be kosher as opposed to pasul udasa. Meaning, do we have this drasha boy or do we not have this drasha boy? Sakti Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a Mishnah Mesechtishkol. The Mishnah says, Sakin Shinim Tzas Barbas, or if somebody was in Yerushalayim, it was Yodal and Nisan, meaning it was Erev Pesach, he found a knife. He wants to know, is this knife Tahar or is it Tameh? Meaning, does he have to be concerned that maybe it's Tameh, or can he assume that it's Tahar? So the Mishnah says, Shaychet Bamiyat, he's allowed to shech with it immediately, he's allowed to assume it's Tahar. The reason is because Yudal and Nisan people needed knives simply to shech the Karban Pesach. Now, you can't shech the Karban Pesach with a knife that's Tameh. So the assumption is then if you found this knife, it's probably going to be Tahar. So you did everything you needed to do to be Matairit before Yudal. Shloisha, so if, however, you find the knife on the 13th day of Nisan, Shainu Matbal, then you would have to be Tevel. You have no right to assume that it's Tar. Why? Because you don't need a Tar knife on Yud Gimel Nisan. You need a Tar knife on Yud Dalet Nisan. Now, there's a little bit of a chiddush here, because you do have a right to assume, maybe, that even though it's not Tahar, but maybe at the very least, if it was Tameh, the person would have been Toivalid already in a mikvah. Because we know that in order for something to go from being Tameh to Tahar, you're almost always going to have to go through a mikvah, but at the same time, the sun is going to have to set. Which means that if you're going to need a tahor knife on your dal nisan, you can't be toivel it on your dalet. You'd have to be toivel it on your gimel, wait for the sun to set on your gimel. So like this, your dalet, Erev Pesach, when you need it, you'll have it. Because if you would be toivel it on your dalet, wouldn't it be tahor on your dalet for the purpose that you need it, which is to bring the Karban Pesach. Either way, the Mishnah says that if you find it on your gimel, you have no right to assume that it's tahor. You don't even have a right to assume that it went through the tefillah process, even though it probably is going to be toivel that day. But it doesn't matter. Could be it's going to be toivel later in the day. So the halacha is, you would have no choice but to be toivel again. Koifetz. What if you find a koifetz? So that's a more aggressive type of knife. Beim bezeh, shayinu ma. Doesn't matter if you find it on your gimel, or if you find it on your dalet. Either way, the halacha is going to be that you would have to be toivel it again. What's the reason? The reason is because the koifetz, because it's so powerful, if you're going to cut meat with it, chances are you're going to break the bones. I mean, if you're going to start cutting up the animal, dicing it, using this knife, then what's going to happen is you're going to break bones. And it says in the Torah, so nobody used the koifetz on Erev Pesach. Because nobody used the koifetz on Erev Pesach, so it's for that reason that you would, even if you found it on your Dal Nisan, the Sakin, yeah, it's probably tar because you're using it for the Karban Pesach. But the Kovetz you're not using for the Karban Pesach because if you use it, you're probably going to violate the Isser V'atzim Le'sish Berubay. So therefore, the halach is, you can't assume that it's tar. Now, we could see already where the Gemara is going to go with this. Because even though on Yudal and Nisan, you didn't brought the Karban Pesach and you couldn't use a Kovetz for the Karban Pesach, what about the Chagigah's Yudal? What if you want to carve up the Chagigah? So for that, Luchuri, you should be able to use a Kovetz. It's clear in the Mishnah that for some reason, that's not a consideration. So the Gemara says, "Mani, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? If it's the Rabbanon, might shall sack in the mat, but the Chazir the Pesach. Why is it that if you find the knife on your dal nisan, we assume it's tar because you probably need it for the Karban Pesach? Koifetz nami, Chazir the Chagigo. We should make the same exact assumption with the Koifetz that you probably needed it to carve up your Chagigo. As a result, it's going to be tar. El alav de mentame. It must be the Tana of the Mishnah, someone that holds that even the Chagigos Yudalit has the Isser of Etzam Loisish Berubai. Who is that? Ben Tema, oh, v'shmami no, yesh ba mishum shviras etzem. So you see that according to Ben Tema, all the halachas of the Karban Pesach apply to the Chagigas Yudalit, even the halach of the etzem leisish berubay. Again, why would we have thought etzem leisish berubay is different? Boy, v'loi Chagigas Yudalit. But there's no other way to learn this Mishnah, says the Gemara, unless we assume that it's going according to Ben Tema. And if that's the case, you see Ben Tema holds that the Isser shviras etzem is not only true for the Karban Pesach, but it's true for the Chagigas Yudalit as well. But the Gemara says, loi, it's not mukach. I can tell you maybe the Mishnah is really going according to the Rabban. So what's the question? It's going according to Rabban. And why, if you find a koifetz on your dal and nisan, do we not have a right to assume that it's tar? Let's assume that somebody needed this koifetz to bring his chagigos yodalit. He toiveled it in the mikvah so that it would be tar. Just like the sakin we assume is tar because you're going to use it for the Karban Pesach. Let's assume the koifetz is tar because you're going to use it for the chagigos yodalit. The Gemara says, Shabbos. It's talking about where yodal nisan was on Shabbos and we saw in the Mishnah. That's why we're talking about the chagigos yodalit. That the chagigos yodalit wasn't brought on Shabbos. Oh, so if yodalit is Shabbos, so you're not bringing the chagigos yodalit. So you don't need the koifetz. You can't use the koifetz for the Karban Pesach. You're break the bones. You can't do that. So you don't have the Chagigas Yudalit because it's Erev Pesach, because it's Shabbos. So that's why we don't have a right to assume that it's tar. So the Gemara says that even though it's a nice pshat, but it doesn't work. You know why? Because a Midik Tani Sefer, that Mishnah has a Sefer. The Sefer says, Chal Arba Asal Yis B'Shabbos, if the 14th day Nisan fell out on Shabbos, Shoichet Bamiyad. Number one, if you find not only a Sakin, even a Koifetz, you're allowed to use it immediately. The halacha is it's going to be okay. The reason is because the koifetz was not allowed to be used for the Karban Pesach because we're afraid you're going to break bones. But it could be used for all the other karbanas that you brought. It could certainly be used for the chagigas tezvav. The shalmi chagiga has no issur of etzem leisish berubay. Now, usually the Chagiga, if you're going to need a tahor knife for the Shalmi Chagiga, you're going to need it for Tezvav, which means you can be toivel it on your dalet. So if you would find the koifetz on your dalet ordinarily, you can't assume that it's tar because you need it for the Shalmi Chagiga. Maybe it's tame. Tonight it will be tahor, so that by tomorrow when I need to use it for the Shalmi Chagiga, it's going to be tar. If, however, your dalet fell out on Shabbos, you can't toivel something on Shabbos. So then you would have had to have toiveled it already on Yud Gimel, which means Yud Gimel night, it would have been tahor already, which means that by your dalet, it's already going to be okay. So in the event that your dalet nisan falls out on Shabbos, says the Mishnah, shoichet bamiyad, because you were metahir it for the Shami Chagiga, or b'chamisha asa, if you find it on the 15th day of Nisan, for sure Sheikh Bamiyad, because then we assume you needed it for the Shami Chagiga. Nimtza Kovitz Chul the Sakin, or if you found the Kovitz, it was attached to the Sakin, Harayik is Sakin. The Halach is treated like the Sakin. And just like the Sakin, if you find it, we Sheikh Bamiyad, here they're attached to each other, you probably would toivel them together, it's going to be okay. But we need just one thing from the Seifa. Mechlau the Rachel Abba Shabbos Oskina. The Seifa is talking about what happens on Shabbos. That's the whole next part of the Mishnah. That means the Rachel of the Mishnah is not talking about what you found it on Shabbos. It means he's talking about what you found it on the weekdays. Again, if you found the Sakin, your Dal and Nisan, Sheikh Bamiyad, because you probably made it tar, because you were going to use it for the Karban Pesach. So many Karbanas Pesach being brought. So that's probably what you have it for. If, however, you found a Kaifetz, being that the Karban Pesach couldn't have been used with a Kaifetz anyways, so therefore the Halach is, you can't assume that it's tar. The question is, but I can use it for the Chagigas Yudalid. Elamai, it's going according to Ben Tema. Oh, and Ben Tema holds, then you can use it for the Chagigas Yudal. No, maybe it's talking about where it was Shabbos. Shabbos is no Chagigas Yudal. The safest talking about where it's Shabbos. That can't be the Pshat. Ella says the Gemara, maybe the Mishnah is not Ben Tema. It's really going according to the Chachamim. And the Reisha doesn't mean where it's Shabbos, but the Reisha is talking about Ben Meruba, where there were a lot of people. Or there was going to be a lot of meat, not a lot of people. And being that there was going to be a lot of meat, you weren't going to have to bring the Chagigas Yudal. Right? The Mishnah gave three times where you don't bring the Chagigas Yudal. One of them was Shabbos. Okay, we knocked that out. But maybe it's talking about another Hechatimsa where there was no Chagigas Yudal. Why? Because there was simply so much meat. So therefore, you never thought you're going to need the Kaifetz. You're right. Theoretically, if you needed the Chagigas Yudalid, then you would have had a Tahar Kaifetz. But we're talking about where it wasn't the game. But the Gemara says, Mino Yardi, how would a person know on the 13th day of Nisan how many people he's going to have in his Karban Pesach? Now you would have thought people probably would know, but it seems not that way. And you see that in many Gemaras and Psachim, that very often there were last minute cancellations and reservations. That's just simply the way it worked. So therefore, you don't really know on your Gimel how many people you're going to have. So if you could use a Kaifetz for your Chagigas Yudalid, you always have to think in the back of your mind, you may need the Chagigas Yudalid, and at the very least, you want to be prepared. So, Misha Torach be'erev Pesach, you know, Yoichal be'Pesach. So in this case, the assumption is that you would take care of it. So it's not mistaber that you weren't mitire the Kaifetz because on the 13th day, Nisa didn't look like you were going to need it. Maybe by the 14th day, you would have needed it. Eladim Rasa Shabbat Batum. You know what's talking about? Where Klal Yisrael was Tomei. Oh, and when the Pesach is Babatum, that's another example where the Mishnah said, they didn't bring the Chagigas Yadal. They didn't bring the Chagigas Yadal, so you don't have to spar with the Kaifetz. But Soif Soif Mino Yadi. How would you even know that the Pesach is going to be brought Batum? Why are you assuming that on the 13th day of Nisan, you knew that the Pesach was going to be brought Batum, as a result of which you would have known that you're not going to need a kaifetz because there's not going to be a chagigas yudalid this year? So the Gemara says, no, the mis nasi is talking about when the nasi died and everybody was metame to the nasi, so they knew that there was going to be no chagigas yudalid this year. So the Gemara, the mis nasi emas. When did he die? The mes b'shloisha asar. If it's talking about where he died on the 13th, meaning by the 13th he had already died, so you knew it wasn't a gay this year. Sakin lamali. Then why do you even need a sakin for? The matpale. Why do you have to toivle it? Being that the Pesach is baba tuma. Because Rav of Klal Yisrael's Tameh, it says anyways, Baba Toma. So I need a Tar Sakin for. Right, we're discussing the same case. The Sakin is Tar, the Kofetz is Tameh. Why is the Sakin Tar? Well, you need a Sakin. But if it's a Pesach of Baba Toma, the Sakin doesn't have to be Tar Eris. El the Mesbar Ba'as. Maybe it's talking about where the Nasi died on the 14th. Maishon Sakin, the Matu, Mashal Kofetz, Loi Ma'at. But then we're going in circles. On the 13th, the Nasi hadn't died yet. So by the 13th, you should have been Matar the Kofetz because you shouldn't need it from the Chagigas Yadalad. Like Tzricha, the Gemara says, the Nasi Goises Beshloi Sha'as. Talk about it in Akimt. So it's talking about where the Nasi was a Goises on the 13th day of Nisan. Sakin, the Chatzveiko. Sakin, which is only one Safik, Matpale. The Sakin, what's the Tzad that you're going to need the Sakin? The Tzad is that maybe Rav of Klai Yisrael won't be Tamei. What's the Tzad that you're not going to need the Sakin? Maybe Rav of Klai Yisrael will be Tamei. So you're sitting around, you're trying to figure out, should I spend the time now to do this, or should I not spend the time to do it? So there's a good chance you're going to need the Sakin, so therefore you're going to go ahead and do Kaifis, the Trace Sveiki Loi Matpale. As it relates to the Kaifis, it's really two Sveikis. There's two possibilities, two Tstadim that you're not going to need the Kaifis. Number one, it may be a Pesach HaBabetum. And if it's a Pesach HaBabetum, well, it's not going to be necessary. Number two, it could be you won't even need the Chagigas Yudalid because maybe you're not going to have that many people and as a result it won't be necessary. So there's two possibilities why you wouldn't need it. That's why you wouldn't be Toivel the Kaifetz. The bottom line is the Gemara just went through an exercise of learning up a Mishnah, Reisha and a Seifa, and Mesech Tishkolim to try to determine whether or not the Mishnah is a raya that Ben Tema, who holds that the Chagigas Yudal was treated like the Karban Pesach, it's even with regards to the Isser of Shviras Esem, or it's not with regards to the Isser of Shviras Esem. Says the Gemara Tanya, Yehuda ben Dursoi, Piresh, who? The Dursai Benai. Yehuda ben Dursai, together with his son, Dursai, left Yerushalayim before Pesach. V'holach v'yoshav le'bedarim. And he went to the south. The reason is because that year, Erev Pesach fell out on a Shabbos. And the Chamur of the opinion, that even though Pesach is Teich HaShabbos, but the Chagigas Yudal, it is not Teich HaShabbos. Omar, he said the following, Yov Eliyo, if Eliyo Navi is going to come, Yom Elam, Yisrom, Ibn Eim Aloich, Hagak, the Chagigas HaShabbos, why didn't you bring the Chagigas Yudal on Shabbos? Mayin Oyrim Loi. He says, what are they going to say? To me, Hani al Shnei Gedoyli Adar, Shmayev Avtali. And he said, it's a chiddush to me, two Gedoyli Adar. Shem Chachomim Gedoylim, Vidarshinon Gedoylim. They're big Darshonim, they're big Chachomim, Veloy Omrlam Yisrael Chagi Gedoyach Es HaShabbos. So there were these two Yidden that took on the Chachomim. They held that the Chachomim made a mistake. Meaning, one thing we have been taking for granted so far, and that is that the Pesach is brought by Shabbos, but the Chagigas Yadal was not brought on Shabbos. But there were these two Yidden who held not that way. And they said, this year, when Yudal Nisan falls out on Shabbos, I don't want to be in Yerushalayim. I don't want to have anything to do with this Karban Pesach. Because I'm not going to bring the Chagigas Yadal because nobody's bringing it. And then what happens if Eliyahu Navi shows up? And he's going to say, what's going on over here? Shmayev Avtal, you didn't know this? It's going to be embarrassing. No one's going to know what's going on here. And as a result, let's just leave Yerushalayim. We want to have nothing to do with this Karban Pesach. In other words, this is just a very, very dramatic way of stating another opinion, which is that the Karban Pesach is Deich HaShabbos, the Chagigas Yudalid is also Deich HaShabbos. Omar Rav, Rav said, my time of the Ben Dursai, what's Pshana Ben Dursai? Where did they learn this idea that the Chagigas Yudalid is Deich HaShabbos? The Chsiv, they learned it from the following Pasuk. And this is a very mysterious Pasuk. V'zavachto Pesach, Lashem Eloikecho, Tzoin Ubakar. Supposed to shecht the Karban Pesach, and the Karban Pesach should come from either Tzoin Ubakar. This pasuk is in Parshas Re'eh. It's in the Kriyas HaTorah of Aser to Aser. That's which it talks about the regalim. And it says the Karban Pesach can be brought from Tzoyin, which is either sheep or goats, and Bakar. Everyone knows you can't bring the Karban Pesach from Bakar. Elo, Tzoyin is a Pesach. Bakar, Zu, Chagiga. You have to say that Tzoyin is referring to the Karban Pesach, and Bak is referring to the Karban Chagig. And the Pasuk says, V'zavachta Pesach, that you should shech the Karban Pesach. So what do you see from here? That the Pesach was comparable to the Chagigas Yudalid. So just like the Chagigas Yudalid was brought, just like the Karban Pesach was brought by Shabbos, so too the Chagigas Yudalid can be brought on Shabbos as well. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, "Anan time of the Prushim Neku v'Nifresh." Why are we discussing the time of the Prushim? Why are we even talking about Yehuda ben Dursai and Dursai Benoi and their halachs? Elo Krolich Rav Nachman Udas. The Pasuk is coming to teach me something else. Meaning, they came from a Pasuk. The Pasuk seems to say, "V'zavachto Pesach Hashem Alekecha Tzoyinu Bakar." Faloi Ein Pesach Elo Min Akvasim and Izim. Must be the Pasuk is equating the Karban Pesach to the Chagigas Yudalid, but the Chum obviously disagree with that. So what's Pshan the Chachamim? They hold like that pasuk is coming to teach from Nachman's Halacha. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Ravu Minayin Moisa Pesach Shekarv Shalomim. How do you know that a Karban Pesach, if you have a leftover, is poured as a Shalomim? So what does it mean a Moisa Pesach? So if somebody was mafresh two animals for the Karban Pesach and he only needed one, or money to bring two Karbanos Pesach, he only needed one. A theme in Hilchas Karban Pesach. How do you know as the Shalomim Shenem is Avach the Pesach Hashem Alekech Hatzaynu Bak? V'chi Pesach Menah Bakar. But this question was the Pesach brought from Bakar? Fellow in Pesach Balam Menah Kvasim Menu Yizin. Pesach had to be brought from Kvasim Yizin. Elo Moiser a Pesach li Yehi Ledover Abom and Hatzaynu Menah Bakar. You have to say that it's referring to Moiser Pesach. Either way, it's not coming to teach me that the Chagigas Yudalid is Doich HaShabbos, but rather it's coming to teach me the halacha of Moiser Pesach. So Yehuda ben Dursai held that the Chagigas Yudalid is Doich HaShabbos. The Chachamim argued. All the Chachamim argued. It says the Gemara of Rabbanon, my time is Doich HaShabbos. Why do the Rabbanon hold that it's not Doich HaShabbos? Avadik Karben Tziburu. Even if they don't have a Pasuk, they don't darshan v'zavachto Pesach Hashem alekecha tzoyinu bakar. But it's a Karben Tzibur at the end of the day. All Klai Yisrael brought it. So if it's a Karben Tzibur, it should be Doich HaShabbos, like all Karban Tzibur are Doich HaShabbos. Right, it's not only Pesach that's Deich HaShabbos. The Karban Oil is Deich HaShabbos. The Karban Musaf is Deich HaShabbos. So shouldn't this also be Deich HaShabbos? Om Rabbi Yilom, Yishom Rabbi Yudim, and Safra, Om Akra, V'chagoy Samoy Sechag, L'Hashem Shivas Yomim, Bashona. The Pasuk says that you should bring the Karban Chagiga for 7 days. It's referring to Sukkot, 7 days. Shivash, mayna hava. It's not seven, it's really eight. Elo, Mikan L'Chagiga, Shein L'Deich HaShabbos. So you know what you see from here? That the Karban Chagiga is not Deich HaShabbos. And therefore, it's not 8 days. Because the 8 days of Sukkot is always going to be a day of Shabbos. And that one day of Shabbos, you won't be able to bring it. So it's 7 days you can bring it, not 8 days. This is how you know that the Karmen Chagiga is not Toicha Shabbos. Now, this Chagiga is referring to the Chagiga that was brought on Tezvav. But if the Chagiga of Tezvav is not Toicha Shabbos, so then we'll assume that the Chagiga of Yud Dalid is also not Toicha Shabbos. Okay, also, Rav and Omar, Rav came, he said over the Salach, Omar Tilefnei Rabbeisai, I told my Rabbeim, and he really asked it as a kasha. He said, Pomim, Shiat Moitza Alashisha. The Pasuk says, V'chagoyis ha-moyisah chag l'Hashem Shivas Yom, as if to say it's always 7 days, right? Not eight, because it's not Toicha Shabbos, but always seven. So Rovin said, I asked my Rabbeim, he says, I don't even think it's always seven. It can be six sometimes. If the first day Sukkot falls in on Shabbos, then the last day Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, is also going to be on Shabbos, so you can only have 6 days to bring it. So how could the Torah say seven? It's really six. Amar Abayis, if I heard this kasha, and he said, Avin tichlo le'miki ha-milso, he said something very sharp. He said that Avin, Ravin apparently had lost his children during his lifetime. Rashi, koiver as banavaya. So he says, Avin, who lost his children, would say something like this. What kind of kasha is this? Shmoyna lo mishkachas lo kla, shiva yisa b'roiv shanim. The reason it says in the Torah, v'chagoy samayis ha-chag l'ashem shivas yom, not eight, is because it's never 8 days. You'll ask me a question, sometimes it's not even 7 days. Okay, but most times it's 7 days. Most years, 7 out of the 8 days of Sukkot are weekdays. So you'd be able to bring the Shami Chagiga 7 days. It could happen if the first day of Sukkot falls out on a Shabbos, so you're not going to have 7 days. You're only going to have 6 days. But at the end of the day, most years it's going to be seven, and that would be the reason for it to be seven. Either way, just to make a sikum on today's daf, and apologies for the technical difficulties that we had this morning, but just to make a sikum, and that is the topic of the daf was the halacha of the Chagigas Yodalet, the special carbon Chagiga that was brought together with the carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, Yodalet Nisan. Why was the Chagigas Yodalet brought? So the Gemara said, Kendeshi he Pesach Nechal ala Soifa, so that the carbon Pesach can be eaten ala Soifa. So like this, when you eat the carbon Pesach, you're not going to be starving, but rather you'll be satisfied already, so that you can eat the carbon Pesach ala Soifa. It'll come after you ate the Chagigas Yodalet. And the discussion of the daf was, does the Chagigas Yodalet now mirror in halacha the carbon Pesach, or does it not? And essentially, we had three shittas. The shita of the Chachamim was that even though the Chagigas Yodalet came together with the carbon Pesach, it was here to facilitate the carbon Pesach, but it didn't have a din of the carbon Pesach. And the Mishnah mentioned three very important halachas, or several very important halachas, where it didn't mirror the carbon. Number one, it was even min habakar. Whereas the carbon Pesach had to be brought in atzayin, it could be brought in an akevos. You could eat it for shnei yomim v'layla achas. It's not toicha Shabbos. It's not brought betoma. So there were many halachos in which it was not. It was really a carbon shlom, like the shalmi chagiga that was brought on yontif. It just so happens it was related to the carbon Pesach and it was brought together with the carbon Pesach. The second sheet that we saw was Benteima. Benteima said that no, with regards to so many of the halachas, it was treated like a Karban Pesach. It was only eaten liyoyim v'layla, it had to be brought minascharim, it had to be brought dafkim minatzayin, could be even have the loisa say of etzim loisish berubay, it had to be roasted, it had to be only nechalim minuyav. Then there was a third sheet, the sheet of Dursoi and his Yehuda ben Dursoi, who held that the Chagigas Yadalid is treated like the Karban Pesach, even more so, meaning it's even Toicha Shabbos as far as raid goes. So because of the technical difficulties, we won't go through the raid today, but Yetz Hashem, we will pick up and be mashlim the raid as it relates to the carbon Chagigas Yodal.